About 5 months ago, Fish and Wildlife proposed delisting the gray wolf in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota. The agency later extended the comment period for the proposal. That led to some concern at the Wisconsin DNR, which favors delisting, as it wants more ways to handle problem wolves, especially in the northern part of the state. But over the weekend, Fish and Wildlife Director Dan Ash said he expects the wolf delisting to go ahead within a couple of months.
We intend to publish a final rule by the end of the year. So we're on track to do that. I would just say the Great Lakes states have been excellent stewards of the wolf, and the population's fully recovered, and I think they're going to be great managers of the wolf.
Ash says he's pretty sure the wolf plan could withstand a legal challenge from any wildlife group that says it's too soon to remove endangered species protection from the gray wolf in the upper Midwest.
I think there's been some concern about the fact that our proposed rule coupled the Great Lakes delisting with the status of the eastern wolf. And we reopened the comment period recently to introduce some new information as we go forward with the delisting rule. I think we're going to be careful to make sure that we consider those issues and the possibility of separating those two issues.
Ash says he thinks wildlife groups may not sue to block delisting again, even though the groups have succeeded when going to court before. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.